This is obviously not what you expected in your feed today. Austin and I both felt it was not appropriate to record our usual Tuesday morning Eckler's Edge episode in light of what took place on Monday Night Football. Buffalo Bills defensive back DeMar Hamlin collapsed after what looked like a routine play early in the Bills at Bengals game. You could see it in the faces of the players that this was a terrifying moment, a different moment, a public moment of trauma. Those Bills players and staff huddled around and closed off the scene as their teammate was given life-saving measures on the field. The Bills later tweeted Monday night, DeMar Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest following a hit in our game versus the Bengals. His heartbeat was restored on the field, and he was transferred to the UC Medical Center for further testing and treatment. He is currently sedated and listed in critical condition. The Bills and Bengals game was suspended and then eventually postponed. There is no makeup date set for the game, and the NFL is moving ahead with Week 18 games for now. I have no idea what comes next. I wouldn't bet on that game ever being played. I'm not sure it ever needs to be revisited. I am sure it doesn't matter. All that matters right now is the health of DeMar Hamlin. Everything else will sort itself out. The latest update from Tuesday morning via the Buffalo Bills Twitter, DeMar Hamlin spent last night in the intensive care unit and remains there today in critical condition at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. We are grateful and thankful for the outpouring of support we have received thus far. A few notes of positivity before we go. It's been encouraging to see how the NFL community has come together to deal with this difficult situation. Over $4 million has been raised for Hamlin's toy drive, a goal he once set at $2,500. The link to donate is in the podcast description. Social media is usually, or certainly can be, an incredibly toxic place. This was a moment where the goodness of humanity was shown through our connection on social media. There are countless stories spreading around right now about what a great person Hamlin is. I would encourage everyone to go read Ty Dunn's profile on him. You could find it at Ty Dunn on Twitter or his website, golongtd.com. Dunn shared this quote from DeMar Hamlin from a year ago as they shared wings. "The way I grew up teaches you to cherish everybody in your life because you never know who you'll lose. You could lose anybody. Everybody I talk to, I say I love you." Hamlin was a sixth-round draft pick who had grinded his way to sticking on a good team and earning legit playing time. He clearly was already using his platform and his moment to put good back into our world. He's the type of story in sports we all root for, the type of story that makes us fall in love with these silly games. Now, we're still rooting for him as he fights for his life. I loved that team colors blended as players from both sides came together in the aftermath of Hamlin's collapse. Some of the Bengals players even came to the Bills locker room to check on their brothers before the game was officially postponed. You know, we have a lot of fun on the show, but what I'm proud of most, what I'll remember doing about this show in years to come, is showing the human side of players, reminding ourselves, you know, that these are real human beings, not just football players, not numbers on a spreadsheet. I think we've done a good job with Austin with that on the show. I'm proud of that. And this was unfortunately a very, very real reminder of that reality and why it's important. I think it's important to do that every day. It makes me reconsider how I talk about players, how I think about football. It's something I'm going to remember for a long, long time. I also want to shout out to ESPN for how they covered this. You know, at one point during the night, I tweeted that I didn't think it was right that they were having, you know, the studio analysts on TV. I ended up deleting that tweet because, you know, I changed my mind. I think it was important that we went through that together. And there are just so many fantastic voices, from Booger McFarland to Ryan Clark to Scott Van Pelt to Lisa Salters to Troy Aikman to Joe Buck to Susie Colbert to Adam Schefter, that for guiding us kind of through that moment. I think there's more that we could shout out as well, but I think it was important. And I think their work from them to their journalists that covered it later, you know, not on TV, it was important that we all kind of went through that together. I think they did a fantastic job, the folks on air, and I think that needs to be mentioned. Lastly, and most importantly, I want to give a well-deserved and truly not good enough thank you to the first responders on the scene. Those folks were needed, and they stepped up to the plate. No matter what, their efforts should never be forgotten, and their importance always remembered. Hopefully, there's more positivity to come in the form of good news on Damar Hamlin's health. We're planning to be back on Thursday on the Yahoo Fantasy Football Forecast feed with some year-end fantasy football awards, but please don't hold us to that. We need to, and we're looking for some good news on what's important here on Damar Hamlin's status and his health before that can really feel right again.